We found more beer. Let's do a podcast, everybody. Welcome to the Perfect Pour.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour Craft Beer Podcast. I am Mikey.
And I am back.
Yay!
Hi, back.
Hi.
Oh. Back. That's your new nickname, back?
I'm back.
Were you a bar back?
I was a bar back. And what else is back?
Nick is back.
Nick is back.
Thank you for coming back.
I made it.
Saving the podcast just as it was about to spiral.
Yeah, as long as burning in flames. Nickelback.
The bearded Nickel. Brewer.
Let's not be that. Oh. Let's do everything but that.
What's up, Nickelback? That's what I'm going to call you when I see out. Thanks. Everyone call that. Nick. Hey, what's up, Nickelback?
Damn it.
Bearded Brewer's here.
Oh, yes. He is. Yes, here I am. I'm Bearded Brewer 87.
Bearded Bottler.
Bearded Bottler. Bearded Hospitality Mingler. Whatever you want to call me.
We have a returning guest. He is brave enough to come back and also be nice enough to bring your beer. Greg from Tioga Sequoia.
How's it going?
The bureaucrat.
I'm happy to be back.
More famously known as the bureaucrat on Instagram.
Circles. Yeah, I noticed your bureaucracy tag from that you've... I don't know if you've paid or talked people into tagging on their photos.
Hey, are you all paying to tag?
Hey, you know what? You can't get by cheap. Pay to tag. You can't get by cheap, Mikey. It's not easy.
This is true. This is very, very true.
It's only 5 cents a post, though, but they do add up.
Wow.
Yes.
That does sound expensive.
If I had a nickel.
Half a shilling. There's
also, though, you hear a female voice in here.
Yeah.
What?
Renee.
Yes. Hello.
Hi. I was going to say we need some female action in here. Oh,
that sound right. That's what four dudes in a room would say.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
We needed a female perspective. So thank you, Renee, for coming.
Yeah,
and braving this.
Yeah, for sure.
One of the leaders of the Rogue Festival.
Yeah.
Here in town, Fresno.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And self-proclaimed beer snob.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Tower Dish. If you've ever been into the Starline Grill, now it's Strummers.
Uh-huh.
You know Renee. Renee has given you a drink.
Yes, probably. Within the last 7 years, if you've been there. Then I've most likely you've seen me in double. At least if I'm doing my job correctly.
The only way to be seen.
One of those girls you see the next day and you're like, why do I know her?
Even, she looks really familiar.
Yeah, that's because you were drinking.
It's all making sense now.
Well, since this is the first time you're on, Renee, all first timers, all noobs, they have to tell us their beer history.
Beer history.
Beer history.
Beer Street.
We need into it.
We like to know what you were doing before you discovered craft beer, and then what was your gateway craft beer.
Sure.
So what were you drinking before craft beer?
You know, it's very funny. My alcohol sort of indoctrination started very young. My grandmother kind of took a look at me and said,
took you under her wing.
Yeah. Grandma totally.
Here's how you drink.
She taught me how to make my very first cocktail. She taught me how to make a Manhattan. And nice. Because that's what she drank. And she looked at me and she goes, Renee, she says, real women drink bourbon.
And, all right.
And so I definitely started out with like a whiskey bourbon that then has sort of evolved into scotch. Very often if I'm at a bar and there's a really good scotch selection, I will have an IPA in one hand and a cup of scotch in the next hand. So I really like to kind of pair some IPAs with scotch, which is really nice. Now, that's what I do now. Let's see. My craft beer awakening. I don't go for the Bud. Don't go for the Bud Light. Don't go for any of that. That was just all ridiculous.
Were you doing that, like, you know, post-high school years, though?
No. I mean, even then, like, beer just really wasn't... I mean, if I went for a beer... I mean, it might have been... I can't even think right now, because it was all just hard alcohol. You know, the beer, the real, like, understanding. I was like, oh, I don't like beer. Oh, no, I don't like beer. And then the semi, like, you know, fortuitous discovery, being in a relationship with a geologist. There's this almost like unspoken necessity when you work in science and or being in geology. And when you're out in the field, what you do is you just drink IPAs. And so really, you know, this was probably about 6, maybe 7 years ago that I really kind of had my awakening to IPAs and started off pretty early, like pretty light, you know, started out with like the Lagunitas, definitely the West Coast stuff. There was a keg of Green Flash, actually, that I remember getting into pretty heavily.
Wow. A keg of Green Flash. And, your own personal keg? Or with...
We who had a nice. Keg of Green Flash? There was a party.
Walking around with a ladle, like ladling it out of the keg. And...
Trust me, doing a keg stand on Green Flash definitely gives you some new perspectives.
Oh, my gosh. Speaking my language now. That
it does. Definitely. So, yeah, I have to
say... Life-changing experience.
I saw God that night.
Green Flash Kickstand. Oh, God.
I see where they get their name from.
Yes. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of flashing.
Oh, yeah.
No, there was a lot of flashing. kind of happened.
I get it.
Yeah. So that pretty much was my beer awakening. And then my mom, of course, she moved up to the Pacific Northwest area. And so when I go up and visit her, I'm kind of in... That hoppy heaven up there.
Beervana.
So. Check mark.
Yeah. So yeah. So I would guess, I would say that that's pretty much the general history of.
So I get a feeling you've been doing this a while. Like you've been into craft beer a while. Like, are you getting annoyed by all these noobs the past couple of years? Like, are they annoying?
Yes and no. I mean, I remember, you know,
are you thinking of somebody in particular, Mike?
No, not me at all.
No.
I have no comment.
We're talking about Greg, that's why.
Oh, it's Greg.
Yeah, total noob.
I'm definitely a noob.
Yeah.
He was such a Coors Light guy.
I know.
Like 5 months ago.
That's right. But now I like double barrel ale.
Awesome.
I've graduated to DBAs.
Yay.
Yeah.
No.
Actually, I'm sorry.
I went to Peter Brewers.
805. Yeah. 805.
Yeah. That's funny to me.
805.
So.
No, I mean, when we got the Wookiee Jack, like I really tried to push for IPAs or some more craft beer over at Starline when it was still Starline. And we finally got the Wookiee Jack in. And of course, like the owner at the time, like freaked out because of how expensive it was. But
no!
I was like, no. You really need to have this, you know, because there's nobody that's like really crafty yet. You know, Spokesy wasn't open yet. Das Beer House wasn't open yet. And there was like nobody really like latching onto the craft scene yet in Tower. Yeah. And so we had the Wookiee Jack and I would really try to push it, but there was only a select few that I would sell more than one to. You know, I would kind of be like, okay, so here's your one. And good luck, because you're not going to get a second one from me. You know, I mean, and yeah, I think...
Troublemakers. You don't want to give troublemakers to me Wookiee Jacks, is that what you're saying?
Well, no, like, noobs to the IPA drinking, you know, I mean, it's like, they're like, oh, yeah, no, I could totally handle a 9%. And I'm like,
No, you can't.
If you're not trained...
yeah.
Like, if you have not,
I'm still working on that.
Yeah.
Like, it's
500
kinda...
beers later, I'm still working on that.
Yeah, I don't consider myself a noob, but then I'll go to a festival and get my ass kicked.
Oh,
and
not think
I get my ass kicked, but I
yeah.
did.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no. So, I mean, like, I like new people that are on the scene that appreciate good beer, that appreciate, you know, what it is and what it stands for and, like, what it's meant to be. But the new people that just come on to try to wreck it up, you know, like the stupid Bud Light drinkers, you know, they're like, I'm going to, like, crush this beer can on my head, you know, kind of like the frat boy mentality. I can't handle that, you know. Mm-hmm. That, as far as the noobs, I hate, you know. But if somebody, like, you know, is, I'm going to sip on this, I'm going to pair it with some really nice stuff, you know, then... Hey, you know, come sit at my beer table.
Bourbon pairing.
Bourbon.
Yeah.
Nick, do you do that?
No, I need
you're
lessons.
You're a bourbon guy.
I almost brought my bottle of scotch today.
What are you drinking on right now?
That would have been a perfect pour.
I'm drinking on the Macallan right now.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The Macallan's my favorite.
Macallan's nice. Yeah,
Macallan's my favorite.
Very nice.
I have the 12 right now, actually, nice. Which it's crazy for a scotch drinker to say, like, I'm enjoying the 12.
Right.
Because it's such a baby. But, I mean... We had a cast party. We just got done with the Gatsby show. We did the Great Gatsby. And we had a cast party, like, afterwards, after the show. And I had this cup of scotch, you know, that I, you know.
Which theater group was this?
It was the California Public Theater and the library. And so we did the Big Read. We did the Great Gatsby. And so afterwards, I was drinking scotch, and it just kind of was this communal scotch glass. Because I poured huge, but I don't know how to not pour huge. So.
I go big.
Yes. You hear that? Are you still a bartender? She just said she poured huge.
There you go.
Are you still a bartender? Where can we go?
Unfortunately, no, I'm not a bartender anymore.
I shouldn't have always ordered beer at Starline then.
No, I have the hanging elbow syndrome.
Oh, you know, but it's see, like, Starline, no taps.
Certain.
Yeah, that's
there
true.
Are taps now.
There are, well, not. Well, when we were there.
No.
Oh, okay.
There are six taps now.
Two. Oh,
and they have like a revolving, they have some revolving stuff.
In
like
the drummers in the music side?
Venue? No, it's on the, it's on the grill. The, yeah, on okay, the grill yeah, side. Yeah. But if there's a show, you can grab yeah, it on the, if they on have the grill open. Side. Uh-huh. Yeah. And take it over to the venue.
Yeah, no, I had a Victoria C and I believe it was Dale's Pale.
They're,
yeah, they have the Dale's right now.
Yeah, so it was nice, you know.
Yeah.
What I'm drinking right now.
I wasn't drinking a tall boy of something.
Yeah, the torpedo or, you know.
Oh, I thought you were passing.
I gotcha.
Greg is pouring us a new beer. But before we started the podcast, we had a, Renee brought us plenty of beer. A Dogfish Head, the 90 Minute.
Yes, the 90 Minute IPA from Dogfish Head, which is a really nice brewery out of Delaware.
Yeah, they're very famous.
Yes.
I'm not such a fan, but...
Ooh, I was wondering if you're going to say that in front of
guests
that brought you
Yeah, Maggie, I know. It, brought it's, you Dogfish. It's offensive.
They do make some of the better IPAs out of the East Coast, though, I think.
Oh, okay. If you preface it by
if you're going to talk East about Coast. East Coast versus West Coast, yeah.
I'm not going to
We're not going to start the whole Tupac Biggie thing again.
We will. I'll start it.
Ooh, double hologram. We can, resurrection.
I found a way you could make a landslide that you like Dogfish. Just say Rebel IPA or your 60 Minute.
There you go. Dogfish had 60 Minute all the way.
I love Dogfish.
I prefer to call it spray paint IPA myself, the Rebel IPA. But
you should. I would like to see
never
that.
Never been the only
why doesn't it
East
come in
Coast
aerosol
I've been
cans?
Impressed by is the Ithaca.
Okay, then we could just get all hopped up and go tag gang signs on walls.
Yeah. I loved the Midas Touch.
Midas Touch.
See, that's supposed to be hella good. I've just never had Midas Touch.
Oh, it is beautiful beer.
The honey and the white saffron flour really blend super well together on
chewing
that beer.
Chewing on flowers.
Speaking of chewing on flowers.
So then we had a green flash.
The
black IPA.
The black IPA.
Hop Odyssey.
And we getting through that. Now there's a third one going around.
Yeah.
Marin Brew Co.'s Star Brew.
Yeah.
Yes.
The Triple Wheat Ale from Marin County.
It's very sweet.
Where producer Becky's at the moment.
Oh,
nice.
Cheers. Is she bringing back wine?
Yeah. Is she?
Hopefully. Hopefully.
Is she doing a beer mail by vehicle?
She's supposed to. But we'll see.
You know, there's no airline limit to beer that you can carry.
What?
Yes. I've tested this theory.
No airline.
Is this carry-on or you have to check it?
I check it. But what I do every time I go up and visit my mom up in Oregon, because you can't, there's certain Pacific Northwest beers. Yeah, I literally bring an extra bag and I bubble wrap the individual bombers. This last time I brought back 20 individual bombers.
Did they all make it?
Nice. Yes.
Because you probably had to pay for the weight though.
Yeah. But I mean, you know,
that's whatever, man.
Yeah.
And you're complaining why?
Because they're just tossing that stuff.
Doesn't matter how
like, crazy. Right. I would think they don't make it.
I don't know. The weirdest thing, or the one thing that I was the most worried about with flying stuff back is the altitude, because cabins are
the pressure change.
Yeah, all the pressure change and everything else. Yeah, I've in the multiple times that I've done this, I've done this more than once. I've never lost a bottle.
Wow.
Like I have not lost a bottle.
That's lucky.
I might have to try it.
I've been wondering that.
New Jersey this summer. Jersey. So. I was been thinking about, like, maybe I'll just get some cans and put them in the suitcase, but maybe I'm going to go bigger now.
Yeah, go big. Yeah. I do suggest bubble wrap.
Yeah.
Grab the Ziploc bag, like, wrap the bomber in, I mean, because you're not going to bring anything but bombers back. But wrap the the bomber in a Ziploc bag and then just wrap a layer or two of bubble wrap around it.
Yeah, Ziploc. Just in case. That's even a better idea.
Yeah. Just in case it does bust.
Isolate the spin. God damn it.
Yes, yeah.
There's your factoid of the evening. We hope you learned something.
There you go.
Donnie from Growler Radio did that when we did an exchange with him. And then I think McShane did that as well. Like,
Blocked
him.
bagged them. And
I put my pizza in a Ziploc bag, but I never would have thought of a bomber, so it's just new to me.
I use the trash bag.
So we tried to beer mail some. There's a girl on Instagram, Princess Lexi Ray. I don't know. You guys will probably come across her.
Well, yeah, something yeah, important
she's
just happened
about the result of the game.
I'm sure. Oh, we got a Giants fan in here.
The colors never. Wasn't a giveaway.
A's fan, East Bay.
But yeah, so we sent it. We wrapped it all up and we made it all presentable and nice and nothing survived.
Ooh,
the beer mail experience.
Nothing survived.
Wow. Not one.
What an
epic fail. Huh?
She got a little note on her door that said package was undeliverable or something like that.
Are you sure nothing survived? The mail carrier probably.
It's possible.
Hey,
it's
right thank you.
That's what happened when Donnie sent us one. We lost the Bourbon County.
Didn't make it. The most important beer of them all.
And it went all over everything.
Did it? Oh, man.
Everything else is fine, though. But it's just we lost the Bourbon County stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, when I sent beer to the Fox, I just simply bubble wrapped everything and sent it in an average box, if you will, to not specify how I shipped it.
Yeah.
When he sent it to me, he bubble wrapped styrofoam in a beer shipping box, and I was like, I just got schooled.
Yeah. Oh, come on, he's at a freaking bottle shop.
I know, but I didn't think he'd get that classy with it.
I've actually had Alameda. A brewery shipped down a few beers. My roommate at the time, again, you know, because I ship stuff home. Nice. My roommate had a bender one night and woke up the next morning and saw not one but two of my Alameda Yellow Wolves that were empty on the counter. He didn't realize at the time that it was my ex, the geologist, and I that like we had shared this Alameda and so he totally thought that he and his friends like had drunkenly like completely just destroyed my beer selection from Morgan. So he calls up to Alameda Brewery and ends up talking to the head guy like up in Alameda. And I say Alameda, it's actually the Pacific Northwest Alameda Brewery, not Alameda as in the Bay Area.
Okay.
So
confuse me.
This is Pacific Northwest. So he explains the situation. Very confused. Yeah.
Me think too hard.
The Yellow Wolf is amazing. Ow. It's like one of my favorite. Drink some more beer. Yeah.
The smoke's pouring out, Mike. Cool the brain.
See, I was thinking East Bay, and now my head's all messed up.
Yeah, it's Pacific East Northwest. Bay. So it's not really that easy to like just go up and like grab some more beer. Like this is three states away, because I was in Washington at the time. He calls up there, and he explains the situation. So three or four days later comes this box, and it's one of those it's one of the boxes that they get their yeast in, and because the yeast needs to be shipped cold, it's a refrigerated box. And, was, like, super fantastic and awesome and amazing. And they were like, we've never had anybody, like, ask us to do this before. And my roommate told me, he was like, oh, no, I called the brewery. Like, you have some more beer coming down. Don't worry about it. And I was like... No, but I was the one to drink it. It's totally okay. But awesome.
You
like,
just let it all happen. Then afterwards, you're like, you had to do all this.
Yeah. So we had some extra Alameda, which was always a pleasure to have in the fridge.
Well, what we need to talk about a little post game on the Fresyes Fest, the craft beer day in Fresno with Hop. House of Pendragon and Fresyes Fest battling for craft beer supremacy for one day in Fresno.
Two challengers.
I wouldn't really call it a battle, though. I don't know.
Oh, what's that mean? You mean, are you saying Tioga just defeated?
I'm saying that craft beer is a community.
Yes, you're right.
This is Fresno Clovis.
Some shit.
They're fighting.
What if you live in Frovis, though?
Frovis.
That's the fourth one I've heard now.
Dual citizenship, you know, you have to check your passport before you cross the border.
Exactly, you could throw a rock and you're in Clovis.
We call those like tunnel knights.
Tunnel knights?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have to come through the tunnel.
You're digging under the spoon?
Little area between Fresno and Clovis border. Bell's calls it the Taint District. I like it that.
Yeah, Taint. That has a ring to it.
Taint District. That's where House of Pendragon's at.
I heard you guys use another one, though, too. Like,
The boys use Flovis.
Flovis.
I like Flovis, yeah.
I like Frovis.
Frovis.
Frovis, Taint District.
There you go.
But to answer your question, Mike.
Getting back to the Poshash.
So being a, we have two Tioga boys here. Yeah. You had a big day. Big day at the Fresias Fest.
Mm-hmm. Very big.
Looked very successful, like last year.
Mm-hmm. The preliminary counts, which are very, very accurate, as you know, so counted everybody.
Yes.
Twice.
All precincts of
walking around with a clicker. One. Two.
Now, we were guessing probably 18, somewhere between 1,800 and 2,000, which is about what we were expecting. We were actually hoping for 1,500 or above. And we got, there were 1,200 last year was about what we counted. But I'd say this was about twice as big as it was last year. Would you agree, Matt?
As the twice beer flew off big. The shelves, it was awesome.
Yeah, we stocked up. We knew it was going to be bigger, so we got a lot more beer this year brought back to us just to make sure. And
yeah, three locations of beer.
Yeah, we had mm-hmm. three beer pouring locations, three stations, and it was a very, very successful event.
Nice, very nice.
All the specialty beers went just like they did last year, 20, 30 minutes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I believe the Firkin didn't even last 15 minutes.
No, there was a line. I think by the time the last person got to the front of the line for the Firkin, it was done.
Yeah.
They just literally did not close the valve. They just kept cups going.
Which is nice. I mean, that's 10 gallons. So like to have 10 gallons go that quickly, and then mm-hmm. also.
And you guys had reduced pours on some of the higher alcohol. Uh-huh. Yeah, we're doing more special stuff.
And all the special stuff got poured, though.
Yeah.
Rush Hour, I think we poured all the Rush Hour, we poured all the Midnight Lightning, all the barley wine.
Catacomb which is blew
the
smoke out.
Chancellor, the Catacomb blew out.
Citrus.
Which, by the way, is fantastic. I don't know, you guys tried it on a recent episode here lately.
Which one?
The Catacomb.
Catacomb.
But that beer just got better and better.
It has aged well.
Yeah, we are still waiting to try ours.
Like a fine wine.
We should drink it right now.
We can. Pull it out.
Wow.
If you got the okay. It's probably one of the few bottles that's left in the existence.
Oh, that, you don't tell him that. Now he can't open it. It's going up next to Vader on the shelf.
Don't tell a nerd that you have one of the few left. Why don't you go ahead and open it?
Catacomb and Vader are on a shelf now.
It's an unopened box.
Yes. But yeah, so it went really well. The music was awesome. Food trucks were awesome. Everybody seemed to really enjoy themselves.
Pizza was amazing.
I heard the pizza sold out.
Yes,
Pete's.
Oh, the newest food truck in Fresno, Zamor.
I tried to get a piece of pizza.
They were closed when I showed up.
Oh wow.
Yeah. And then they like opened up again, and then they like almost immediately
just kidding.
They're like, ah.
We just wanted to see what was going on.
Yeah, there you go.
Mm. Well, it's nice to have a craft beer event go so well in Fresno again.
Yeah,
even better.
The citrus IPA
Fresno
was
just
really
keeps
nice.
Going. Yes. I love the citrus IPA.
Yeah, that poured really quick too.
I tried to do a Tecumseh.
Couldn't get to it.
Couldn't do it. Had to go back to a rush hour.
I didn't get the rush hour coconut. I don't like coconut.
I didn't either.
I was like, meh. Mm-hmm. I'll go for it.
I had just a taste.
How did that one do?
I had a lot of people come up and complain to me. They're like, I can't taste the coconut. But the whole thing was, I was like, how does the coffee taste? They're all, it's kind of muted. I'm like, there you go.
There you go. That's the coconut.
The coconut brought the coffee down. It was like a meat in the middle.
Yeah. See, that's always the danger when you put a specific. Yeah. Fruit or whatever ingredient on the mm-hmm. name, you're asking for people that aren't real deep into craft beer just be like, I don't taste the blueberry. Yeah. I don't taste the coconut.
It says blueberry, what? Sir.
It says blueberry. I want blueberries.
I want to pour this on my pancakes.
Whatever happened to subtlety and flavors? That was
no. Oh, no. Nope.
That was our goal with the blueberry saison. I did get that a lot when we were pouring that beer more frequently. That people were like, oh, we don't taste hardly any blueberry in it. Well, that was the point. We didn't want to make a beer that was overpowered by blueberries. We wanted it to be accentuated by blueberries.
Yeah.
All right. And get the fucking catacomb. Yeah.
I'll be right back.
Oh, you
angered him.
Yes.
Damn it. I've got to taste these blueberries. They better be fucking blueberried up now.
The schnozberries taste like schnozberries.
Damn it.
I do have to say, though, I don't want to talk too quickly, but there's potentially another event beer relationship that's going to be happening.
Fuse Fest 2014.
So, actually, you won't see it until 2015. So,
Rogue?
I'm not going to jump
again. There's some things in the works. There are some things.
Yeah, there's conversations.
There's some things in. I got. Been happening. You know, yeah, I need some discussions for Fuse Fest.
People this who year. Do packaging need to know about these things to prepare. You know, just mm-hmm. saying.
Which is why you know, I mean, there's a whole year to prepare.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So not well, expecting it to happen until 2015.
Yeah, I'll see what I can do. I'll see if it fits in my schedule.
All right, the oh, Tioga's catacomb.
Don't worry. Even if we need to spit on it, I'll make it fit. Like, come on.
Hey now, bro, did that just happen?
Sorry.
I'm sorry. I talked over that. I talked
no, I heard
Mikey,
it.
Mikey, you're in the good drops.
Man. I'll enjoy it when I listen back.
Sorry, you bring a girl into the mix, you know, and like. Whenever I get around guys, I just kind of talk.
I was way into my phone until that happened.
I was just, well, I was only like one eighth into this podcast.
Breaking news announcement.
It was just background noise. And then Nick is like, wow, now, yeah, this is a great show.
I love this show.
Well, if you think that's bad, like. You need to hear my beer poem.
Oh, yeah. She wrote a poem, dude. It's all right. Wow.
All right. Well, he's fucked into it now.
We're drinking the fucking Sesson now. Let's go.
So I'll tell you what, though. The awesome thing about Saturday was the very fact that we were able to get all those assholes out of there and get over to Pendragon before they
Yes. So, yes.
Did you guys have to do ride gear like the... Like the former Suds in the Cities years past.
Well, full shield. And
yeah. Yep. You know how some places.
That happened.
They'll do the nice enough, like, hey, we're closing up, still play the music. No, it was just like Strange Vine ended at 7:01, and it was just basically like floodgates.
Yeah,
get out.
Yeah, we lined up like a bunch of stormtroopers.
It is when we left.
We lined up like a bunch of stormtroopers and literally worked people towards the gates like cattle herders.
They did that at Suds in the City a few years back at Grizzly.
When it was still at Grizzly's,
They did full riot gear and just went on the concourse and went
The reality is that we would...
That's our beer festivals. We got to get riot gear to get people the hell out of there.
Threaten them with tear gas and see how that goes. No, but the reality of it was is that actually the permit to serve alcohol, the city's very strict about that. So if you want to keep those things going, you have to be out.
Yeah,
you can't. It goes till 7 o'clock. If you've got to drop alcohol being poured after 7 o'clock, then
Fresno's not so lenient.
Next time doesn't go so well.
Things. Exactly. Yeah. Fun things.
But mainly for the employees being surrounded by 2,000 people for the average of 5 hours, you're more likely to be like a little wound up.
Yeah.
So you'd rather unwind, de-stress around a tasting room full of 55 people, which is a little bit more, a little bit nicer. So that's why House of Pendragon turned out lovely.
You guys about to go to House of Pendragon. The tap room is open now. Fresno has more beercation destinations.
By the way,
now.
They open back up tomorrow at... what is it, noon? I don't know.
Five. Well,
Tomorrow's at five.
Friday, Saturday's at noon.
I'll be there at 5:01.
Thursday through Sunday. Normally, that's their normal days, or Thursday through Sunday.
Yeah. They won't be open this Sunday, though, for Easter.
Yeah, for Easter.
What if I wanted to take my family there?
Dude, it's an Easter basket, right? You know?
They seem to be forgetting that it's also 420. Come on.
Yeah. Right.
Before the taproom review, what are you guys thinking about this catacomb?
I love it. I'm very happy that you decided to share
it. I'm digging how it tastes. I poured it out. Still had that slight blue tinge to it in the little snifter. It doesn't have a blue tinge, but when you pour it, you see it. Mm. And it still has a nice balanced flavor.
So we used real blueberries in this beer, by the way. None of that fake shit. We're too good for
extract
that.
Or some shit. Exactly.
Yeah.
No IHOP syrup. I would have gone right to IHOP and got some syrup. Pour right this in my beer.
When's the last time you changed the syrup? We never have.
When have you cleaned your syrup lines? Last time you cleaned your syrup lines.
Yeah. No, I definitely, as far as the saisons go, like, it's super crisp, which is definitely, like, kind of what I look for in beers.
Mm-hmm.
So,
So you know what was awesome about it is we poured. We had a couple kegs laying around that we were able to send BCs.
Just a couple kegs.
Now, when you say that, it's like Fresno gets 105. They're just laying out on their side.
So yeah. They were cooking
in the sun. There's no good natural aging room you can make in Fresno.
It's true.
No. You have to have a temperature controlled room.
Okay, so maybe it was temperature controlled, but
like you pick it up and then you drop it. It's so hot. Oh,
exactly. Son of, right.
Yeah.
Put these on. They'll drink it.
Hey, secondary fermentation, bro.
Yes. Yes. Exactly.
I had somebody ask me that because I told them it was like catacomb. They're like, "Oh, the second batch is so much better." I'm like, "No, it's the same one from last year." They're like, "Oh, where have you guys been aging it?" I'm all, "It's just been in a dark warehouse. We forgot about it." there's no science to it.
And they're like, "What?
We did this on purpose."
Yeah, so we sent two kegs to BC's for their Belgian festival just recently, and it was reviewed very, very well. They held up with some really amazing beers, and so we were pretty excited about that.
Wow, okay.
Especially being our first Saison that we've ever put in production. So,
yeah. Is this going to come back, you think?
I think
brewed again, and now you know to age it.
Yeah, I think that there will definitely be another appearance, and I think this time you're right. We'll probably sit on it.
Because there isn't a catacomb party this year, but...
No catacomb this year, but...
Yeah, the rest
just make it for Fuse Fest and just call it the Fuse Fest beer.
Exactly. Yeah, well, we were hoping to do an epic, like a kind of like a vertical epic that Sohn did. Where every year we put a new flavor out under that catacomb brew label.
Mm-hmm.
And so in 10 years you'll release the whole set and drink them all.
But then they decided to ram a street through the mall, and we have to.
Those sons of bitches.
Bring on the tractors.
Which is actually a good thing. Yeah, I mean, we'll figure out another place to do it.
In my defense of put ramming a street in that mall, which is my favorite phrase. Go look at Clovis. They could have like a tumbleweed fest, and they will close down Pulaski.
Yeah,
for
it's
it.
True. Yeah. So yeah. We can get the
But we've already got it. The mall's already closed down. It's pre-closed. You don't have to do all that work.
Always closed.
Sorry, down, right? Fresno tangenting. Let's go. Let's get out of there,
fellow podcasters. Let's keep
it's
it.
It's not Flowing with Famous. Take it to Flowing with Famous.
Next week on Perfect Pourer, Ashlyn Swearingen. Hey.
Oh no, she's running for state now. Hey, she won't talk
got
to
her
us.
PR guy now. Maybe we'll get a PR guy on.
We might get a PR guy on Flowing. Maybe.
All right.
No, House of Painting Dragons Tap Room.
Oh,
what'd you guys think? I did not get to go. I wasn't part of the cool club.
You're
the
not
cool
good
club that
to
got
show
to go up,
up
to House of Painting Dragons.
There was a few people that said they would go and they did not.
What?
So
jerks. I missed it by one day. I was out there on Sunday.
Specifically, hey, somebody on this podcast. I don't know.
I was there both days. It couldn't have been me. In fact, I ran into
Sunday. Bureaucrat and I ran into one another out there on Sunday.
Grocery basket down there. Oh, you're
here. Same thing you
do. And you'll continue to cross every aisle until.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, out. Oh, you're in this aisle too. Damn it.
She walked in the door and said, "Man, you really are an alcoholic. You're here drinking alone."
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I love these guys. I live right around the corner from here.
You're geeking alone.
That's right. Exactly. I was drinking some tart Saison. It was a session.
I've gone to movies by myself, so it's no problem to go drinking by yourself either.
That's true, especially if you're keeping it under control, drinking the lower alcohol beers. Like I was being very responsible. Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, House of Pendragon has a day beer now?
Merlin's Mild. It's like 3.6.
What?
Yeah.
Merlin's Mild, what is style is that?
It's a mild, it's like a British mild.
Oh.
If you will.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
But it is a beautiful, it still has a lot
British
of flavor.
British mild.
British. It's British.
It's a British mild.
Yeah.
Now, the one thing that, like,
you have a point.
You know, definitely, you have a point, like, mild. You know, got me going was the Lancelot.
Lancelot IPA.
The Lancelot is nice.
Oh, but
you're
it
a true IPA
so
much fan, aren't you?
Man,
She's okay. A hophead, dude. She's
hop-head.
I'm a super hophead.
Hoptologist.
Yes. Blows my skirt up.
I wish we could find that.
Hits me in the back of the mouth, blows my throat up, blows my skirt up.
All right, poem time.
Is that how we come to the moment?
Hey, like, if you're talking about skirts being blown up,
that's true.
And now on The Perfect Pour, it's time for a poem from Renee.
Poetry.
Does anybody have a cello?
We're not allowed to say her name anymore after we this poem.
Yeah, I know.
It's Lady Beer Love.
Lady Beer Love.
She's a theater performer. She doesn't mind.
Lady Beer Love is about to perform.
Theater. She's a theater performer.
The theater.
Yeah, being the one woman in a room full of men, I do have to warn you guys, if you have not heard this before, it's a little stimulating.
All right, just be ready to blush, boys.
Baseball stats.
I blush when a girl smiles at me, so don't worry about it. Go to the
bathroom. You'll be red. okay. This poem is called Love. I'll take one dark. I'll take one pale.
You lost my color.
Already.
I'll even take one yellow. The milky ones are my favorite. You know you have a good one when there's some thick head. And when I take it all the way down, I love the white lace that is left behind. Ladies, men, you know what I'm talking about. Beer. This bud is not for me, guys. I'm taking it all, hitting the back of my throat, making my glands scream with a potent sour flavor that assaults my tongue. Oh, and you better believe I'll swallow everything it gives me. Don't worry about meeting my parents. You'll be coming home with me. You have friends? I'll take you solo in packs of 6, 12, and, oh, baby, 30. I love it when there's more than one of you and I can double fist you. I love them organic, made with magical crafty fingers. Hair of the dog is my favorite position. There's nothing less than 6 that enters these lips. When I've pumped enough out of you, your tap will blow. Sometimes you come wrapped, and other times you're flowing free. I'll consume you in the cold. I'll consume you with the bold strokes that spurt out. I'll consume you warm and fluffy. Oh, I can't wait for you to stuff me with your spicy goodness. If you're hoppy enough, I'll squeeze all the flavor out of you, continuously coming as I take you down my throat. A bomber? Oh, I'll gladly accept your 22 ounces as I allow you to fill my hands with your goodness. I will gladly lick the rim to make sure the glistening drops are deposited on my tongue. Love? Oh no, I'm obsessed with having you in my mouth. I need you inside me harder than anything else I've ever known. I would let you do anything to me, to my mouth, to my inner curves, milk my honeypot as I take your yeast, pound my mouth, send a shockwave to my brain as you convulse throughout my body. I am woman. I love beer.
That is a great poem about beer. I don't get it. What was like all the hubbub about? It was a great beer poem.
We've never had a poem on this podcast.
I blacked out. What happened?
Good movie reference.
Very good. Very nice.
Wow. Very well detailed.
Yes.
You're welcome, gentlemen, listener. Or and female, it doesn't matter.
So you wrote that in the car on the way over?
It's about beer.
Our Visalia truck driver's ramming off the road right away.
What?
The Perfect Pour is not responsible for any accidents occurred while listening to The Perfect Pour.
Including butt trucks.
Ah, ba-dum-bum. Yes, no, that poem happened at a karaoke, actually. I've been thinking about it for a very long time. Some good friends of mine, there was one poem that was an ode to bacon. There was another poem that was an ode to pizza. And I was like, well, the obvious next ode would be to beer.
Must be to beer.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, why is there no ode to beer? So yeah.
Well, there is now.
Yes.
Yes. Certainly is.
And no one better well written.
Lady Beer Love.
Lady Beer Love.
We almost got through. There's still some left if someone wants
them. Yeah, crack something. The Marin
Brewing Company Star Brew Triple Wheat Ale. What did you guys think of that one?
I'm enjoying that.
It got better as we drank, I think. It started off kind of strange.
The catacomb is gone, I'm assuming. So now, Greg, what have you got? What have you got?
I figured since Lady Beerlove over here
so eloquently wrote it in her poem.
Well, and also she's a big fan of the Pacific Northwest beer, so I
am. This is true.
Hair of the dog, Fred, tonight. It's an old world ale, bottle conditioned.
Derf backwards.
Oh, actually, Fred's the golden special ale. I'm sorry. Adam was the old world ale. But all the hair dog stuff's amazing if you guys haven't tried it.
Yeah, we have. Long time ago, though. So yep. long time ago in our podcast.
I'll fix them over here in my glass.
I think.
But they're one of those, basically you can call them a nano brewery. They really only put out small batches. They sell everything in 12-ounce bottles.
It's a lot lighter in color.
It's a golden.
When I think old, I think murky, dark brown.
But it's so good.
Hits you in the face.
it's not hoppy by any means, but it's definitely a very...
Ooh.
Damn.
Where the dog is, that's Oregon.
Effervescent.
Yeah, some they're cough out of medicine Portland. Right there.
Portland. They're a Portlander. One of the many Portlanders.
One of the awesome few, yeah, the, or vast amount of awesome Portland breweries, I guess.
These guys are from 10% by volume.
This is a 10%.
Oh, that's not the city.
So the 10%er. Yeah, Portland. And then, trying to think, what else is
Yeah, Portland.
Oh, Cascade. Cascade's Ooh. Another one that's like a big up-and-comer coming out of.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's got a sweet back finish to it.
Yeah, that dance is on your tongue.
Yeah, that does.
It's a solid beer.
Man.
For 10%.
Wow. I wish you guys could see the carbonation in this beer. It's like wild.
Yeah.
I'm glad
there's some dank.
There is some dank. Like when I first smelled it, I was like, woo!
Yeah.
This must be Pacific Northwest.
Hi-oh.
A little fresh green with your beer. It's a salad, remember?
It is a salad.
Yeah.
I consume the majority of my calories via beer consumption.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
You're a vegetarian.
It doesn't show for you, but it does for me.
Yes.
It just proves how active I am at my day job, which we will not talk about on air.
Yes, let's just leave that to the imagination.
Wow.
That's a great point to do that.
Wow, man.
Hence the name, Lady Beer Love.
Yes, Lady Beer Love. Yes. Due to my day job, my name will now be Lady Beer Love.
There's some easily corruptible people out there that shouldn't know what she's doing.
Well then.
We have a voicemail streak we've been trying to keep up. I think we're like a three
for three.
Continues.
This should be number five.
Right? This might be a fifth one. We got one. 559-492-0542.
Scott Bailey again. Hey, I was wondering if I could be on your show in junk. And if so, I think you should have me and the captain on at the same time.
Ooh.
I see that guy, I have my picture taken with him. It's awesome. I got a picture taken in front of House of Pendragon's logo. Soft opening. It's pretty groovy. But yeah, let me know. Email me in junk. And I'll make sure I got plenty of beer to bring. I always do. But let me know, okay? So love the show. What you do?
Is this Dust Bowl Scott?
No, that's a Scott Bailey.
Scott Bailey,
part of the Warthogs, homebrewers of Fresno. Okay.
To me, that was like '90s film. He was on a payphone, sending us a little love message or something.
He found the one payphone.
Hazel, hey.
He found the one payphone.
I only
payphone.
Have a quarter in the meter right now, but we're gonna talk this out.
I left it for you guys.
And junk.
I like that. That appeals to me when you say and junk, because I'm a big and junk guy.
He could have listed out all of that junk, or just said and junk.
And junk. Yeah. Right, absolutely.
So
we got to have the captain and Scott on.
Maximizing his quarter.
He goes to Christopher Scott Bailey, or just Scott Bailey for sure.
Christopher, is he on Instagram?
Yeah, he's.
He's on Facebook.
I gotta get a face shot to.
What?
He's on the Facebooks.
Scott doesn't want your face shot. He doesn't want anybody's face shot.
And the podcast has hit a new low.
He might want Renee's face shot.
I was just about to say, as long as it doesn't get in the hair, I mean.
Okay.
Yes. Words of experience.
I'm gonna drink
bitch
my
to get out. Just saying. But you guys don't understand.
Well, back in my 20s.
Yeah, back in the day, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
There was this time.
I was back in the myself. Day,
10 minutes ago.
No one was looking.
I was thinking of you.
All right, is there any interesting...
Oh, yeah, okay, another
guy. Our little beer been caught drinking segment. Have you guys caught anything interesting? Anything other than
House of
Pendragon? I had
some House of
Pendragon. Yeah. Was there any House of Pendragon you guys had that you hadn't had before?
So yes. He brought...
He
bought a buffet of beer.
Was it because you were from the Perfect Pour?
No, because he come out all guns blazing.
He did.
He, like, I mean, he made Oktoberfest look like a Sunday brunch with the family. He brought more beers... And he didn't tell anybody about him.
He's like, I'm throwing down.
It was thrown down.
So that Imperial Chocolate Stout, too, that was, what was that called again?
Was that the Zealous.
Was the oatmeal. The
Oatmeal coffee stout.
Like there was the Zealous, there was the Creme de la Kremlin, which was
that's the,
really nice.
Really nice one, 9% or so.
Yeah.
The other one was like a something like Belgian chocolate stout.
Oh, that was called the one keg that he was just like pouring little tasters
out. So the back history on that keg, just in case Tommy's listening, was that keg was supposed to come to Cigars and Stouts back in February. But being the perfectionist that he is, the beer was too young for him to feel comfortable pouring it. And so we took in a keg of Coco Crusader. And then being the wise man that he is, he brought it out for opening weekend, and it was perfect.
Nice.
And so he was probably right. You know, he's probably a little bit more perfectionist than you know, the average drinker would be. But I think it was a good call to hold it back because it was pretty rock solid.
Yeah, nice. I've seen him pour beer down the drain, so I understand this.
Yeah, the guy. Hey, you can't fault the guy for doing that because honestly, the beers were outstanding. There was not one bad beer the whole weekend, and that, like Renee said earlier, the Lancelot. I hope that there are no more changes to this beer because it was the best Lancelot I've tried yet. And and actually, Tommy admitted.
You hear that, Tommy?
Yeah, well, we were talking about
it, too. Yeah, we told him.
Well, we were talking about it.
We told him. You're done.
I've had a few conversations with him about it, and actually every batch of Lancelot prior to the one that he released this weekend has been tweaked. So there has not been two batches the same.
Yeah.
It's like hopefully, from here on out, every batch is going to be just like the one he had on.
It's going to be your hop and joy buy.
And so,
it's going to be hopping. That's my feeling.
I cannot wait until they get growlers. I mean, like, definitely. I'm always, like, a little dodgy, like, driving. Because I live in Tower, like, I'm always really dodgy, like, driving over all the way out there and drinking.
Yeah.
You know, because, literally, when I went out there on Sunday, I was like, I want another beer. But I got to drive home.
Yeah.
You know, and it's really hard to, like, find somebody to drive you all the way out there and be like, hey, you know, do you want to just be my sober driver?
You just
want to
watch me drink beer?
Yeah.
Doesn't that sound cool?
I'll buy you some tater tots if you come out there.
Tats.
Don't you ever ask me.
So I can't cash in my Kickstarter investment yet. Doesn't seem like they're giving out the Kickstarter, like.
We picked ours up that night.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you can just pick them up there.
Yeah, he brought everything that night, and he's like, oh, yeah, we got it right here. Boom. Cool. Bearded Brewer got a box of stuff, and I got a little tiny, dainty little Ziploc bag.
Cheap bastard.
My Kickstarter stuff got sent to me in the mail. So.
Oh, look really? At you.
Wow, you're kind of special, huh?
Well, I mean, I do know Sean and Heather.
You are Lady Beerlove.
So I am Lady Beerlove, yes. I do have random things given to me and or... Or you should understand that pretty quick.
I think I got it.
I come up on some very interesting things at very interesting times because,
like, bare hands giants foam hand that you came across.
Yeah, I found that somewhere.
I found it.
It's okay. He doesn't listen to the podcast.
Yeah, he doesn't listen. We don't. We can talk all the shit we want on Hammer right now if we want.
He considers himself a beer snob because he does Beer Friday.
Well, he does get a hold of some good things.
Yeah. I'll tell you though, it's a lot.
I've seen
fun.
Him with one too many cans of like.
Yeah, Greg's been two timing us on the radio.
That's worth a shout out on our radio on Fridays here in Fresno, New Rock 104.1. There's a Beer Friday. At what time does the Hammer do that? Where he brings
it's,
in some
usually
four
beer. Yeah, four into four-ish. Cinco de Drabo.
Yes,
last which Friday was 7:30, and that was brutal.
Yeah,
in you, the a.m. Yes.
I will be there this Friday on the radio.
Really?
Yes.
Doing.
Actually, I will be there being Lady Beerlove, talking with him.
Oh, okay.
You know, it was kind of one of those, like, almost a fortuitous moments at Fres Yes, you know, because I really just kind of was like, where are the lady beer drinkers? Beer drinkers? You know, I mean, because
ours come from out of town mostly. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and I mean, like, I know Fresno has, like, beer love to it, like, especially with the lady crowd. Like, I know that there's, you know, there's the possibility that's there. And I know that I'm not the only chick. You know, I'm wearing my, you know, real women, me, drink beer. you know, this is actually a shirt that I got from Ram Brewery up in Pacific Northwest, in Portland. But, you know, I mean, it's like, no, ladies, I know you're out there, but come on. I mean, like, let's have some presence. Like, let's actually, like, show up. Drink good beer, you know?
She's leading the charge.
I am. I would really like to. I'm maybe not doing it so vocally, you know, I don't have a blog about it or anything like that, you know, but I definitely like to go out and talk a bunch of shit when it's like, when somebody's drinking, you know, and they're like, oh, what are you drinking, Lagunitas? And I'm like, yeah, Mr. Bud Light, like, what are you drinking? Like, how about I trump your 3% shit alcohol beer?
Yeah.
Rice beer.
Yeah. I'm like, how about you get on my level, dude?
How about we drink a Simtra and then see if you can walk out of here?
Yeah. Like, let's go beer to beer and let's see what percentage I can handle and you can't.
How it shakes out. All right, you just drink your Bud Light and I'll drink these 10%ers. And
this see who IPA out. Tastes so weird.
You're like IPA. You're like IPA. You're like Marion from Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Going against
Nick, the Russians. I know Nick would get that one.
Yes.
Do you guys have any lagers in here?
The lagers.
So did you, during your long stint as a bartender, did you convert anyone? I always like to hear people that convert.
I did. I converted quite a few, and I actually had a really nice following of friends that would come in because I'd pretty much like post up somewhere. I'm like, hey, look what we got. And immediately they'd come in. Like, I knew the people to talk to, you know, for the snobby beers.
I'm talking about beer, not sexually converting.
Yes, no. I don't know if I've ever sexually converted somebody, but I do know I've had sex in convertibles.
Maybe that's what I was talking about.
Confessions.
Mike, you're so confused.
This is just going downhill fast.
No, we're at an even pace on some hill.
We're an hour in. That's about what happens.
A little red exclamation mark next to this one, for sure.
Yes, probably. Definitely I've had some people, you know, that we're kind of close. You know, we're into, like, the pale ales, the Sierra Nevadas, you know, and stuff like that. And it's like, well, let me have you try this. You know, let me have you try this. And all of a sudden, she's like, well, what else do you drink? You know, what else is going on? And I'm like, all right, we need to go to BevMo and pretty much, like, just go shopping. I'm going to trump you on that.
They're pointing out beers. As you were,
We've had,
love.
Listening, they're pointing out it.
Sometimes I make good choices. Most times I do not make good choices, especially in my dating history.
So Gonzo.
Beer's never let you down.
No, beer has never let me down.
Excellent. Gonzo is an extremely good artist as far as things that are creepy and bloody.
Ralph Steadman. Ralph Steadman.
I thought Gonzo was like a tribute to him.
Gonzo's a tribute to Hunter S.
Flying Dogs, Gonzo, Imperial Porter.
Then 9.2%.
My Google research is totally insane.
So yeah, basically the story is, okay, so the whole Flying Dog Brewery is a tribute to Hunter S. Thompson. Good people drink good beer. But all their labels are illustrated by Ralph Steadman, who illustrated for Emeraldine in Las Vegas.
Might have to correct that.
And also did a bunch of other projects with Hunter S. Thompson, like the Kentucky Derby is Decadent and Depraved, and some other articles that he did. So it's for a guy like me that his favorite author is Hunter S. Thompson. This is a brewery right up my alley. And the Gonzo Imperial Porter is absolutely fantastic.
This is a beer that I avoided by label, but I drank it off of the chalkboard because the label turned me off. I was like, it looks cheesy. Why would I drink that? And then I saw it on a chalkboard and forgot all about what the label looked like by then.
That's interesting. I like that.
And thoroughly impressed by this beer. I never looked down on Flying Dog again.
So is there any other Ben Caught Drinkins anyone wanted to think of interesting that they wanted to mention?
Been
on this episode.
All something I know is they know too much.
Something new you've had.
I will say, yes. Ginger Beard.
Ginger Beard?
Mm-hmm.
I know why you got that. Yeah. It has beard in the label.
Yes. So most times when you come across ginger beer, it is non-alcoholic.
Right, right.
Well, Ginger Beard is an alcoholic ginger.
Interesting.
Yeah, so it fits in with the Hobgoblin series. And
okay.
Yeah, so you know.
Who's it from?
I don't know.
Somebody.
Well, same guys who make Hobgoblin. I know that much. But yeah, Ginger Beard. There's a little ginger troll dude on it, and it's very sweet to the taste, but it will get you there, if you will. And then, well, I've had Summerfest before. We got Summerfest in cans
from
Sierra Nevada.
I've seen these.
That is a beautiful beer to have in a little 12-ounce can and drink straight from that. So those are my two Ben Caught Drinkings.
So nice. I was down in Long Beach a couple of weeks ago.
And it's pronounced Long Beach.
Well, did you know that
Did you see your boy Donnie?
Did you know Snoop Dogg washes his clothes in bleach?
I did.
Okay. Yeah. Sick. But yeah, so I was down there.
God.
We
I'll cut that out.
He's not going to cut it out.
Yeah.
No. This is the part that's going to be edited by not.
So I found this interesting. So I got to try the Mocha Machine, which is their coffee. Let's see, coffee Imperial Double Porter from Beechwood Brewing, which is, by the way, a fantastic brewery down there. They won Best Midsize Brewery at GABF last summer. Ooh. And so this beer, Mocha Machine, won the bronze in the coffee beer category at World Beer Cup just last weekend. And so I got to try that. I was a little bummed. I thought Rush Hour was actually better than it, but it's still a very solid beer. But they won a bronze, so that's mine. And then I also had one more, which was a... I've tried before, but at Beechwood on one of their guest taps, they had the Publican from Society Brewing Company.
So was able to drink
that in American Pale Ale. Very, very solid beer. Their IPAs are, as you guys know, very solid.
Yeah.
Oh, in fact, if you remember the Forrest Miller episode with me, where we drank the Growler, the Roustabout. Yeah.
Yes.
And so that was the gold medal winner, actually. From
That had all just happened when you guys were here. That they won, and then you guys brought it back, and we drank it that day.
So I saw those guys, Travis, Doug, and
Mike Sardina.
Mike Sardina. Travis wasn't there, but I did see Doug and Mike up in Concord
a
couple months ago, probably. Yes. They were pouring up there. They had the Publican and... what's the IPA? I can't remember.
The Apprentice?
Apprentice, I believe, yeah. And I was actually able to give Doug a sample of the double dry hop John Sherman tied with Sequoia. And he was impressed.
He didn't spit it out, huh?
And he said, actually, his exact words were, "My God, there's a lot of hops in this beer."
Anything, Nick, you had?
I didn't realize how interesting it was until after I posted it, and I think it was mentioned on the last episode, too, the one I wasn't on, was the Elderberry Sour.
You weren't here, you bastard!
I'm sorry. The Elderberry Sour from Mammoth, which I guess is kind of a rare bird in these anywhere, especially these parts, and it showed up on draft here at Eureka Burger.
And the Spokies.
Okay.
But yes.
I had it at Eureka with my vodka burger, and they went well together. Lord.
Greg has pulled out another beer.
Oh, dear Lord.
Well, Greg said there are no stops.
They said drink more, so we are doing...
Nick said the magic word sour. This beer, actually, boys, is an lady beer love.
Thank you.
Is a gift from the boys Diego and Omar at Michelangelo's Pizzeria.
Michelangelo's.
We hear a lot about Michelangelo's. So, tell us about Michelangelo's.
Michelangelo's is a big up and comer right now. They've been doing the craft beer thing for about a year and a half, almost 2 years, and they're getting some great stuff.
It's in Clovis. Really
we can't really call it Frovis. That's pretty much.
Yeah, no, it's in the heart of Clovis. It's downtown Clovis.
D-town.
And so, yeah.
West Side.
D-town. They've been doing
8 Mile.
Okay. If anybody's ever
not that hard.
It's not 8 Mile. Pulaski Ave. Come on, Nick.
It's like two and three quarters.
A little west of downtown Clovis is a little sketchy.
That's
my old hood. That's where I grew up.
When you were there, it wasn't sketchy.
Ooh, well. I was there. Enough said.
But yeah, so they sent this. I was in there earlier today checking some things out.
Tearing shit up and leaving.
Hey, take this away to Rar from New Belgium over there.
Drop the mic.
So.
Out.
Lady Beer Love, out.
All right.
Sorry, Greg. We're stepping all over your
mouth. Yeah,
beer.
No. It's all good. You're trying to talk about beer.
Poor Greg. Like,
we're totally listening.
I thought I was on a beer cast.
No, but yeah, they're doing a great job over there, though. If you haven't been over there yet, for sure, go check them out. Their pizza is absolutely fantastic.
Their pizza is good. Their calzones are good. Pretty.
Yeah. So, I would agree. I do have trouble with their wings, though.
Right. Well,
a little dry.
Maybe that was just one experience, though.
That could be.
Ooh.
Just check them out.
Again. One and only, actually. So
I don't know if I've had the wings there. I would definitely recommend though the pita quesadilla. Thing is out of this world.
Pita quesadilla.
Yeah, so they call it a pita quesadilla because basically the quesadilla or the bread for the quesadilla is made from their pizza dough, but they do it so it doesn't rise. So they just cook the bread up like it's made fresh in the oven, and then there's chicken and cheese inside, and it's really delicious.
Interesting.
How does that compare to Subway?
Well, the is that as good as a flat tista, bro?
The flat tista is something I haven't tried yet. So,
Well, all right then. Don't come unless you've known. Come from there.
So food wise, obviously,
Subway's carrying out beer
now. Do you want to try that one more time?
There's a lot of beers in here.
There are a lot of beers in here.
So yeah, so food wise, definitely they're on point. Beer wise, they're also on point. They carry a great bottle selection, and then their draft is in fact, I had Dogfish Apra Hop there last week.
Wow. That is a good beer, Apra Hop.
Yeah, that's probably one of my favorites actually. And so,
where did you have it, Bearded Brewer?
A little place I work at. We have it in bottle and draft.
Peace. Public house. Peace. I work at Peace.
God, I need to go down there more.
I know a guy down there.
You know a guy down there.
I went to Peeves last weekend. You weren't there.
I know a dog down there.
Yeah.
No, that dog has more pull than I do. I have to answer to him.
Yeah.
That dog bit me. I swear that dog bit me.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
It felt like a bite. Let's just put it that way.
See, I first met the dog when I used to work over at the IBC. at the Ironbird Cafe, like in its first inception.
Oh, I was not cool enough to get that reference. IBC.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, come on.
Ironbird Cafe.
You remember the root beer company back when she worked at root beer?
Yeah, IBC. The root beer company.
Totally. In the first inception of the Ironbird Cafe, like even before the Ironbird Lofts were even open and ready. Yeah, I was their opener. So imagine Lady Beer Love like working the bar shift until 2 o'clock and then like going and opening up the coffee house at 5:30.
Well, there's enough coffee, right?
Man, when I first started learning, you know, coffee is very much like beer. And what's amazing is like espresso is very much like craft beer.
Yes.
So I'm also a coffee snob as well. Mm-hmm. Starbucks is not my friend. And I yell at people at coffee shops. I feel really bad.
You're doing it wrong.
Ever sold me coffee, I am very sorry for yelling at you for putting fucking sugar in my coffee. Mm-hmm. Like, whatever that little syrupy substitute you have, like, don't go anywhere near. Like, this is not like vermouth that you, like, kind of show the vodka in a martini and goes... no, you can't do that. Like, you can't do that.
Also, don't coffee. Put a damn plastic cup underneath the espresso bar, please.
Oh, my God. Yeah. No, like, all of it's just bad. But no, Barefoot Coffee was out of San Jose, like, complete free market coffee. Amazing stuff. And they, like, taught us how to pour coffee. And my second day of training, I had 32 shots of espresso. And I'm 32? Living to tell the story.
That's a lot.
Yeah. You need beer.
Oh, you want this? Oh, no. No,
it can need beer.
No, it's sour. It's gone bad. You don't drink.
This is gone bad.
Yeah, it's sour, dude. It's somebody somebody left it out in the rain.
This was left in the sun to ferment an extra week.
The tart sour over at Hop Dragon. Hop Dragon, hello. House of Pendragon. Hi, there's been a few beers.
One or two, or five,
you know.
Oh.
Okay. I'm not a sours fan, like on a general, but their tart sour. Like,
but on a major.
The tart saison was amazing. Right. I mean, it was like lemonade in your mouth. I mean, like very like upfront, very personal.
So it wasn't overly tart. That was one of the main qualifications of it. Like it was the saison flavor was very there in the beer, and the tartness was just like a nice little accent to the beer. But it's not one of those. You guys have all tried the brewery sours and the Russian River sours and all that stuff.
Yeah.
You always go with the Russian River.
Oh yeah, I did that back in 2003.
Yeah,
but the acidity,
we were there before they opened. Why is that so funny? I mean, we really were.
I don't even know what to say anymore. To you.
Anyway, we're having this Lips of Faith 2013 Le Terroir.
Le Terroir.
Le Terroir. Dry hop sour.
Bonjour, senor.
I don't know French.
New Belgium. Très bien.
Colorado.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir?
I know what that means. You just know it from a 1970s song.
No, he watches the movie.
All right.
Yeah, that's kind of my favorite movie, actually.
Hey, Baz Luhrmann. Amazing.
Time for a little cheers action.
Oh, yes.
Mikey's wrapping it up here. Cheers to...
My keys are making noise.
Mike, is it just me or does it feel like we didn't get much accomplished tonight?
Nothing good happened.
I feel pretty accomplished.
We had some beers.
With the amount of like open beers today, like I think that's an accomplishment.
Yeah,
we did get through some beers. That's for sure.
We hung out and drank for an hour. That's a pretty accomplished. That's accomplishing.
Yeah.
Accomplishing. See, that's why I'm trying to leave. So
compa building, good, got it. Cool.
It's like, all right, let's not pronounce words.
Like, yeah, let's start here, more and more.
We didn't even get to the rush hour.
That was quick with you?
We'll just have to have a part two of this next week.
Looks like we're not going to get to that Pliny, guys. We've run out of time.
Oh, darn.
Oh, man. Yeah,
I've got a Pliny I'm storing away and not telling anybody about. Oh, shit. I just told everyone about
it. Producer Becky, come with some Pliny.
We'll just have to break out the old moose head.
I'm aging that music, bro. Oh.
Canadian's finest lager.
Finest lager. You know what? When you're on an Amtrak and Moosehead's on there, you're doing all right.
Nobody believes you.
Yeah, no. Like, that was a laugh in my beard.
Who takes the Amtrak? Don't you have a car?
Yes.
Only homeless people take an Amtrak.
No.
Cheers.
So what cheers
to homeless people that ride Amtrak.
Cheers to you, homeless Amtrak rider.
Cheers to Skeletortilla.
God damn it, that's good.
You guys have come up with the best people Instagram names ever.
You can't Skeletortilla. You can't make this shit.
Damn it, how did they do that? Genius.
The geniuses.
And it's somebody from the valley.
You're not gonna put tortilla
in your name and not be from the valley.
You better, you son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Cheers to Kim's Babers. Still waiting for my follow.
Oh,
she is not following.
You were the one who introduced us to Kim's Babers.
She
just liked something on Facebook.
And she went to
I didn't think that was possible.
Wow.
Yeah, she did go to society.
On Perfect Pour's Facebook.
Kim,
if you're listening, you fucked up again.
You done goofed.
Whoa.
I don't know.
Word up.
So cheers.
So cheers to that.
So I will have a few cheers that I'll go down on Untapped.
You just said go down.
I'm gonna go down on some cheers right now.
This one's going down in history.
See what happens when you bring a lady.
We've tried.
Will you be on my podcast?
Will you shut up and die? Okay. I will.
I love you.
I love you.
Fuck off. Regular.
Yeah. So Todd Hill on Untapped, a recent friend request on there, if you will. Pretty cool. Then there's Jason Hall. So Hill and Hall are awesome. Pretty
nice.
Cool. And then there's Dennis of Draft 55 out of New York. I don't know why New York would want to follow me on Untapped, but they do.
I'm just going to say it's Perfect Pour.
Maybe they listen to the Perfect Pour.
That's what I'm going with that.
Instagram, I will cheers Lewis because he was out at Fres Yes and he introduced himself as I did not know him, but he did have some Elvis sunglasses on, so it was cool. Then there's an interesting Instagram name of the evening, Brew Squatch.
Nice. You guys both had good ones.
Yeah, so a bearded fellow likes brews and he's kind of squatchy. Then there's a Stilts 559. That's John Denton.
Oh, yes.
Shows up at Tioga quite
John
a bit.
John Denton. Hey, he just texted me a few minutes ago.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, John. See you later, man.
Yeah. Not then NorCal Homebrewer. That's kind of bold. I'm pretty sure there's more than one person.
He is the homebrewer for NorCal. The only.
NorCal.
If you want your homebrew in Northern California, you got to go through him.
And then Twitter. I still don't know why San Diego people are still following me on my social medias, but Yoga Tropica, a yoga place out of San Diego.
Did they just pay you for... Did Yoga Tropica just pay you for that?
I wish they did.
Son of a bitch.
I wish I had a nickel right now.
Yeah.
Nickelback, let's get one back.
Nickelback, you got any cheers?
No, you guys almost forgot about that. Who brought that up?
Greg.
Damn it. Greg. I hate you, Greg. Okay, I love you, but I hate you.
I love you, too.
I love you because you brought Le Terroir.
Okay, well,
cheers
to the boys at Michelangelo's for that one.
Yes, cheers to Michelangelo's. Great pizza, okay wings.
Diego. Diego Bruce.
Wing snob.
We'll have to try this again.
Are you starting a wing podcast? Wings podcast?
Yes.
All right.
Wings.
You can go on the Dorktown Network
wings
then.
Things. Wings and things.
Wings and things.
Yeah, that's good. Just don't call it Red Wings.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. Bat wings. Yeah, don't talk about that.
What about bat wings?
We definitely don't want black wings if we don't want red wings.
Bat wings.
No, not bat wings. No. Good Lord, man. Get with the program.
Now I'm having like a waiting flashback, and I was like, no. Don't That's kick me in the movie. Ass.
Spiraling. Spiraling. Cheers. Cheers.
Spiraling. Out of control. Cheers to Mikey.
That's the worst ever.
Okay.
Don't cheers me.
I was pulling out of my hat.
I will say cheers to all you guys for inviting me on and letting me come out and and play.
Empty glass. Cheers to Rogue Festival, local Fresno arts.
Cheers to Lady Beer Love.
RogueFestival.com? RogueFest.com?
RogueFestival.com.
Right.
Shouldn't change
it's
yet.
It's going to be a while, but we just had it, so.
Yeah. It's always annual. In March. Yeah, it's always.
Always in March.
First two weekends in March. And
Fringe,
actually, like.
Fringe Festival.
Some history on that. The reason why we're always the first two weekends, not the second Sunday of March, kind of like once upon a time back in the day, there was this bike festival. There was this race that happened in Tower. Ooh. I mean, and there's like, this was years and years and years and years ago. So this last year was my 9th Rogue, and the first year or two, this bike race happened, and like it cut off Tower.
Damn bike race. Mm.
Damn bikers.
Well, no, like I thought it was heck of cool, but like we didn't want to have like our theater stuff competing with like blocked off streets and everything else. And so, you know, we always closed on the second Saturday because we didn't want to compete with a bike race. And now they don't have the bike race anymore. But because we've been around for so long, we just
don't change the date and don't change the venue.
Yeah, we haven't changed it. Well, the venues have almost always changed. You know,
the vicinity hasn't changed.
Oh yeah, no, the heart of Tower. Like we're definitely in the heart of Tower. We're branching out into downtown, which is really nice. Definitely like want to get Peeves involved next year. And there's some extra stuff, you know, there's some new stuff. Like now that I have stepped down, there's new eyes, there's new vision there, and it's a good thing. So,
Festival.com.
And I can focus more on
best fringe festival ever.
We're not a fringe. Ladybeerlove.com. No.
Yeah.
I haven't started that yet.
Do you want to promote your Instagram?
I am Lady Beer Love. If you can find me.
At Lady Beer Love.
12 new likes right now.
Yeah.
And it hasn't even aired yet.
Lady Beer Love. At our new love.
If you're a Dodger fan, don't follow her.
Yeah. That's, you know, Dodgers fans and Padre fans, pretty much like had not had a lot of success with me, you know, because I mean like, let me warn you guys, like, I'm not just, again, you know, I don't really do anything half-assed. If you haven't realized this about me yet, I don't really do anything half-assed. So, like, when I like craft beer, like, I'm all in with craft beer. I love it. But when it comes to, like, my sports, I was put on a baseball field at the age of 2. So I pretty much, like, and I was born and raised in San Francisco. So I've loved the Giants since birth, pretty much. And so much so that it's actually a tattoo on my body. Like, such a nice pour.
Thank you. She also doesn't like to talk about former Giants players that wear blue now.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, if anybody wants to, like, talk to me about, like, former Giants players that have defected, you know, then I have some choice words that I won't say on this podcast.
See, I have a little bit of beef, too, because I can no longer dye my hair black without that guy being associated with myself.
Oh, yes, Mr. Wilson.
Yep. This is true.
Yep.
Yeah, Mr. Wilson, who knows how to give up home runs in the 9th. That's awesome.
Wilson.
Renee, before we go.
Yes.
What craft beer is in AT&T Park?
Craft beer in AT&T Park? Well, the most...
Anchor.
Yeah, the Anchor Steam Brewery. The Anchor Steam Pavilion is in where the bleachers are. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, man, the Anchor Steam Porter off of tap right there, literally there's a keg that's delivered every game day. From Anchor Steam Brewery, since Anchor Steam Brewery is in San Francisco. And so it's super amazing and fresh and like just Wow. Worth paying $9 a beer. Definitely maybe, worth paying
they
$9
got
a beer.
They got Ducati at the Grizzly Stadium, you know.
Awesome.
You could find Tagus Quay in bottles, though. So there's a step in the right direction. There you go.
That's something.
Yeah. Thank
so, God. So AT&T might rival Petco as far as craft beer rice, because I know they got Sculpin at Petco.
They do.
Yeah, Sculpin's real hit and miss with me.
Are they?
Ooh. Yeah.
An wow. IPA, a yeah. hophead. I am a hophead. That Sculpin is hit and miss
those
with
her. Those be fucking yeah. words, ooh. I think.
Yeah. No, Sculpin's kind of like, oh, okay, that's nice.
So do you know Stone Brewing Company is no longer a part of Petco Park?
What happened there?
There was some sort of fallout. I'm not exactly sure of the details, but...
Greg became a Dodger fan. And he's like, pull everything out.
hey, they got Golden Road at Dodger Stadium, so that's good. By the way, cheers to Golden Road for following me on Instagram.
Hey, cheers, well, Golden Road.
Yeah. Well,
cheers to Bert. He was having his bachelor party on the Fresnes Fest.
He was.
And he went off to do more bachelor partying, but I saw him at the Fresnes Fest.
Yeah, and we assume he's still alive, actually.
We assume. I haven't seen evidence, though.
Yes, well.
Oh, cheers to the Heeb. Got to meet the Heeb at the Fresnes Fest. Yeah, got to hang out with
the Heeb and his brother.
Yeah.
Talk beer. Yeah, I didn't see meet as many people as I thought I was going to meet at Fresnes Fest, but... I do remember, though, like, walking in was like, I was just like, I got to go get my beer and then settle in. And yeah. I walked in and just kept running into people.
Like, probably five no different beer people, was happening.
And I could not get to my beer. People that I like and I want to talk to, but I'm just like,
can I get beer?
I just want to get a beer and then I'll come back and talk. I need beer. But yes.
Beer.
Cheers to everybody that listens to this podcast.
Cheers.
We're part of the Dorktown Network. Dorktown Network, mm-hmm. including Dorktown and mm-hmm. Flowing with Famous.
Nice.
And love soon them. To be a fourth podcast.
A fourth podcast?
The Star Wars podcast?
No, it's not a Star Wars podcast.
Oh.
It's a companion fan cast podcast. You'll
what
see.
Does that mean?
It's called Get Off My Podcast.
Flowing with the Dork?
Nope. Flowing with the Dork Pour?
Yes, Flowing.
What's the third one, though? Like, I know Dorktown.
Flowing with Famous Fresno Culture Podcast. The original Fresno Podcast.
Who's on this podcast? Are you on this podcast?
Joshua Teehee from the Fresno Bee.
Love some Josh.
Oh, yeah, so and myself.
Cheers to Josh.
The other day when I was on Chuck Leonard's show.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Josh is all, mm-hmm. is on, like, I think he's on every Friday on Chuck Leonard's show.
By the way, Chuck Leonard's the shit.
Yeah.
I saw him today.
Hey.
That guy cracks me up.
Mm-hmm. Self-proclaimed Tower of, or yeah. Mayor of Tower.
There you go.
Self-proclaimed also, Tower. Let me drink some more beer.
Self-proclaimed Tower of Mayor.
Let me drink some more beer.
I'd have another.
PerfectPortPodcast.com.
You would not be serving yourself right now.
559-492-0542.
You would not be serving yourself right now.
Is our voicemail at PerfectPortPod on Instagram, on Twitter, and on Facebook. And anything else, gentlemen and misses?
No, we need voicemails.
Hashtag
whether it's Bert, whether it's Bert, whether it's Dustin, whether the trucker gets back to us, somebody needs to leave us.
Somebody outside the valley. We're still waiting for an outside the valley.
Yeah, whether we're them Stockton people.
Maybe we can get Kim to call back in. Let's get Kim.
Doesn't count. Who? Kim's Babe Ruth. She counts, but she's not good. She doesn't listen.
No,
she don't listen.
I'll make sure she hears this one. Trust me.
You'll make sure.
I'm pretty close to a restraining order at this point.
All right, then maybe you should not.
Yes.
Don't get us involved in your restraining order, damn it.
I don't know about this. I'm on the fence about the sour. Yeah,
what?
No, like,
there you go. That's what I want to hit it on. I don't know about the sour.
I don't know about the sour.
Sunburns.